Good day, everyone. From me, Andre Fulyun from Gateway News, with a preview of some of the stories we are publishing this week. Government's plans to keep on micromanaging citizens' lives by amending health regulations are falling apart as a result of its failure to follow proper judicial and administrative processes, said Executive Director of Freedom of Religion South Africa, Michael Swain. But my message is, keep sending in your submissions. Don't take your foot off the pedal. Swain urges citizens to send their comments using the Dear South Africa website. On Thursday, Minister of Health Dr. Joe Pahla announced in Parliament that he was extending the deadline for public comment on the regulations by 10 days until the 24th of April. He also said that the Department of Health has no desire to control people's lives indefinitely and that the regulations are aimed at controlling COVID-19 after the lifting of the state of disaster. Meanwhile, in the High Court in Cape Town last Thursday, an application by non-profit company Action for Freedom to have the period the government has allowed for the public participation process on the health regulations declared unlawful was postponed to the 26th of April. Action for Freedom says the initial 30 days allowed for public comment and the extra 10 days are both unlawful as the National Health Act and the Constitution guarantee the public 90 days to respond. Swain said that he expects the court to rule against the Department of Health. He said the department also fatally flawed the public participation process by deleting a number of emailed submissions without opening or reading them. Another apparent error, whereby the department gazetted the regulations twice and comments are being made on the first draft, will also hurt the government's case, he said. He said that by the 24th of April, when the public process is supposed to end, the department will have received hundreds of thousands of submissions. It will take months to properly consider every submission, and there is no way the government can implement the regulations by the 4th of May, when the current interim state of disaster regulations end. It will mean that on the 4th of May, the government will have no stopgap measures in place, by which point everything falls away, so there is no more mask wearing, no limitations on gatherings, and so on. And I don't think at that stage the government will have a mechanism to replace the measures, unless they try to do something totally underhand, at which point I think there will be a huge uproar, because frankly, they just can't justify these actions anymore, said Swain. Our hope, and what everybody should be hoping for, is that by sending those submissions in, we will get to the stage where we are literally free of these draconian, unnecessary micromanagement controls that government has brought into our lives over these past 2.5 years. There may have been some rationale for them in the beginning, certainly not now, and this should stop right now, it should stop today, he said. In international news, we have an uplifting story from CBN News from Lansing, Michigan, where a woman who had been wheelchair-bound for 13 years and was also on a ventilator after suffering for years with postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome and autonomic dysfunction, put aside her ventilator and walked to the front of the church during a healing service at St. Mary Cathedral, and she has been walking ever since. There is no way to explain what unfolded outside of God, said the rector of the Catholic Cathedral, Father Carl Pung, in a video released by the Diocese of Lansing. In the video, Dani Lorion says her miracle began as she lifted her hands to God in worship. I reached up and I just said, I need you, and I need you to hold me and just take care of me. You can read these and other stories on our website, gatewaynews.co.za, or you can get the news via Facebook at Gateway News page, on Twitter at Gateway News ZA, or in our weekly newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website. God bless you abundantly until we meet again next week.